if the earth refused to give up its fire, the frost giants would know their time had come. They would descend from their icy fortresses in the far north. The great wolf of winter would devour the sun, and light would never return. Of course, that was the belief in the old days, Jack thought, as he pulled on his calfskin boots. Now, with Brother Aidan in the village, people knew that the old beliefs should be cast away. The little monk sat outside his beehive-shaped hut and spoke to anyone who would listen. He gently corrected people's errors and spoke to them of the goodness of God. He was an excellent storyteller, almost as fine as the bard. People were willing to listen to him. Still, in the dark of the longest night of the year, it was hard to believe in such goodness. God had not protected the Holy Isle. The wolf of winter was abroad. You could hear his voice on the wind, and the very air rang with the shouts of frost giants. Surely it was wise to follow the old ways. Jack climbed the ladder to the loft.
"Mother! Father!" he called. "Lucy!"
"We're awake," his father replied. He was already bundled up for the long walk. Mother was ready too, but Lucy stubbornly clung to her